I have a very select group of people that I'll hang out with and, you know, do stuff with, like outside of work and stuff. And I like to be alone a lot. And gardening just gave me that opportunity to kind of be alone, distance myself from other people that I didn't want to be around, I didn't want to talk to. Let me be alone, let me think.
Centers you a little bit.
Yeah.
You were quoted as saying, I like knowing that when I showed up to the farm that I was appreciated and accepted there, and it feels great knowing I did something good. I don't have to fake it. I enjoy being around all the plants. What does that mean, I don't have to fake it?
Like at school, with some teachers, it was like, yeah, you know, I'm really excited to be here. You know, I was faking it. I was letting them know that I was excited. But, you know, I wasn't really excited. I just didn't want to hurt their feelings that I wasn't too excited to be in that class or to be there. But I don't have to pretend to be excited to be up there. I don't have to act happy. I get up there and I feel good and I'm happy, and it's because of the people up there.
Yeah, and you went from Willard, you got connected to Garden City Harvest's Youth Harvest Project. What is that?
Youth Harvest is just where Garden City Harvest will employ about 8 youth. We'll bring them up to the Peace Farm, and they'll work harvesting and selling vegetables to subsidize housing facilities.
So you liked it so much, you're now an intern and a mentor there, right?
Well, since I worked there last year, I just really liked it, and I got the opportunity to come back. So I'm doing pretty much the same stuff I did last year, but a little more of a leadership role. I'm kind of expected to sit back and, I think, kind of ease people into it. Like, some people aren't so outgoing and flamboyant about being up there. And, you know, it's early in the morning, and not so many people feel like getting up and doing work that early. But, I don't know, I'll just kind of sit back and throw some jokes, make some people laugh, and bring the energy up, and then people are happy and not so grumpy, and everybody's awake. And
so you don't sit there and lecture them? And
I don't think I could sit there and be lectured, so I couldn't do it to somebody else. Yeah, no, I'm just pretty much the same thing I did last year, just a little more responsibility.
So what sort of work is done up there then?
Just about every day we'll harvest some vegetables, harvest them, we'll wash them, we'll throw them in the boxes. The Peace Farm will do a CSA, which is Community Supported Agriculture. Community members will buy a share of the farm's production and come up to the farm and buy a variety of vegetables. So we'll harvest for that. And then Youth Harvest will harvest for our mobile market sites, which is going to subsidize housing facilities and selling our produce for nothing over a dollar. Weeding, lots of weeding.
Backbreaking?
Not so much. Now I'm kind of used to it, but definitely starting out, yeah. I mean, I'd go home and throw an ice pack on my back or something, but
what sort of produce?
Everything. Lots of lettuce, carrots, beets, kale, chard. Today they were harvesting Walla Walla onions. It was the first succession of them, I guess. So we just finished scallions. We got cabbage. Tomatoes are looking pretty good.
You just got back from a trip from L.A., right?
Mm-hmm.
What was going on out there?
I was there for Rooted in Community. I wouldn't call it an organization. Well, kind of like a coalition, as a lot of people make it up. It's just getting people back to their communities, I guess, getting them involved with growing food in their communities. I was there for 5 days, and I saw 2 grocery stores the whole time I was there. Everything else was taco stands or burger joints. And that was something that they really, the people there, the supervisors, people we were talking with, that was something that they really stressed, that there wasn't a lot of healthy food around for people. And Rooted in Community was a way to get good, local, healthy food back into communities.
And you were scheduled to give, what, a 45-minute presentation?
Yep.
What, 45 minutes? That's a lot of time. 5 minutes is a lot of time. What'd you talk about?
I went over the fundamentals of Garden City Harvest, our 4 main programs. I talked about the Peace Farm, what I do on a day-to-day basis. I showed some pictures. Some people asked some questions. But I was just mostly talking about what I do and how it's helped me, how it's affected me, and how I've become a part of my community.
Are you glad you went?
Very glad. Well, it was nice being able to get out of the state, seeing a completely new place and all the different people. But I definitely learned a lot of things there that I didn't know.
I'm curious, going from Missoula to Los Angeles, what'd you think of Los Angeles?
was huge.
Good huge, or like were you a little weirded out by the whole thing?
I think good huge. I've been to Seattle, so I wasn't completely shocked by how big it is. I liked knowing that I could get completely lost in there. Yeah, it was kind of nice, though.
How would you compare Jesse, I don't know, a year or two ago to Jesse today?
I'm a lot more mature and a lot more responsible. Say, just two completely different people with their morals and their values.
Morals and values, what do you mean, in this case?
I'd say 2 years ago, my main concern, the main thing I wanted to do was just to go have fun with my buddies. I wasn't concerned about school, concerned about making money, where I was going in life. I didn't care, didn't put any thought into it. Mm. Now, you know, I can't wait to start up school again and to get it over with. I think I want to go to college. Yesterday I went to Butte for this Beef to School Coalition thing, and went to a meat processing plant. You know, that's something that I'd like to look into, working at a meat processing plant. So there, just now I want to do things, and then I didn't.
Then you attribute that to Garden City Harvest, maybe? Or do you?
Yeah, I would. I think if I wanted to started working at Garden City Harvest, I'd still be doing the same stuff I was 2 years ago, just hanging out.
Do you see your old buddies from those days? Or?
Yeah, I do. I still hang out with some of them even. Some still have the same qualities as they did 2 years ago, but...
They're not bad people. They're just in a different place than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see a future, like a profession, for you later in this field, in ag or ranching or whatever?
Definitely.
Last question. It's been a really hot summer. What sort of impact has that had on the garden? Is it tough on them, stressful on the plants?
The plants love it. It's doing great for the plants. I think it's more or less the people. Definitely sucks being up there when it's 100 degrees and then having to bend over in between the plants just makes it even hotter. And trellising in the hoop house with the tomatoes, it's crazy hot in there, and it's just, it can suck sometimes.
I bet it can. Yeah. Yeah, but come fall, you know, you see all the work.
Yeah.
It's going to pay off, I bet.
Yeah, but that's what makes it worth it.
Jesse Linton, thanks a lot for coming in. It was good meeting you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you.